Right now, it is time to bring in someone who did not oversleep this morning. It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. And I knew nothing about all that.
Oh, what a storm this morning. Unbelievable. Wow. Lots of trees down, lots of lightning. It was just amazing.
No kidding. I slept right through it, or else it didn't hit Kent. I don't know.
Oh, no, it hit Kent.
It went past everybody. But
we really got mad here.
Well, anyways, welcome.
Yes. Well, we had a busy week.
and a strange week
with some of the stories we've been covering. Of course, we all know about the report on Art Wilkinson coming out at the selectmen's meeting the other day. And Marshall, you had a lot to do with that as far as publicizing it.
Well, we publicized Robbie's story, and when we publicized Robbie's story, other people came forward. They went to a town meeting, and like should happen in town meetings, selectmen were very impressed with the number of people that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
They hired a law firm, and folks, this study is going to end up costing somewhere around $70,000, but it did come out with conclusions that the people that were making the accusations were the believable ones. Art Wilkinson was not. The town's offering servicing by Greenwood's counseling. The town in this case couldn't have done anything better, and the report is there for everybody to see.
Right. It's on the website, and we all commended the selectmen for the way they handled it. It was not an easy thing, but they were transparent, open, and did what I think they had to do. And I think whatever happens from here, at least it's aired and people can hopefully move on.
That's it. Yep, you're right.
Okay. We also had an interesting meeting Monday night at Hotchkiss in which there was a symposium on declining enrollment. And the bottom line is, as we all know, we need more affordable housing and more jobs in this area if you want to attract young people. That was the conclusion from all the panelists, be it legislative, be it the commercial people, the business people, be it the educators, the volunteers. It was all, they're all struggling because they're just, our populations are really declining and aging. So,
Ruth, you know, when I ran 70 years ago for the Board of Education, my main thing was the decrease in population. That
mm-hmm.
was my main.
Mm-hmm.
That was my main thing. That was 7 years ago.
Yep.
And you know what? It's almost like climate change. We're at a point now where it's almost unfixable. Unless something's really dramatic happen with towns and affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking
mm-hmm.
about low income housing, affordable housing, and opportunities for people to work.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
it's to have those. It's so late
mm-hmm.
in the game. I just don't know. You know what I mean? It's amazing.
It's tough. It's a really tough issue, and it will affect the future of these towns for years and years to come. Yeah. Over at Kellogg School, speaking of those things, they're losing two teachers, and some of the school board members were really concerned. This again is a sign of the times. These are part-time teachers who just say, you know, it's not affordable for me to be working these hours and having to do all these initiatives and earn a decent wage. So they're struggling with that issue as well. Lots of budget meetings going on. All the selectmen, all the education boards are working on reviewing their budgets, and it's that time of year. Down here in Kent, you saw High Watch got its approval for an extension. That's the recovery center that's been a controversial, I guess we'd say. It was approved, it was disapproved, and now they're adding lots of services to that facility, and people are wondering if the town can handle it. So we will see.
Well, take that and Birch Hill getting
and
there.
And Birch Hill getting approved. So lots of discussions here in Kent on things like that. It all reflects on how these towns handle the future and what is here to provide for What is it that townspeople want in these small towns? And it's different from what it was years and years ago. So, and looking ahead, Marcia, we're kind of quiet this week. Schools are closed, and I don't know what you've got. But
it's weird things, but good things. Like Sharon Audubon, once again, has their spring break series, mm-hmm. which runs tomorrow through the 18th. You can contact them for that. We do have a meeting with the Sharon Housing Authority on Sharon Ridge and their expansion and what goes on there. That's happening this week. What else? Oh, the Canaan Rec Committee is meeting. I mean, I'm really stressing on certain things, but, I mean, there's just not a lot going on this week.
When school's out, it sort of takes a little hiatus. We do have the Sharon Egg Hunt, hunt on Saturday at the school. We did have Career Day at Sharon Center School last Friday, and the Reading Jubilee, which was kind of neat at the Hotchkiss Library on Saturday. We had people streaming in all day from 10 to 4, different people from the representatives from the community reading favorite poems, stories, things they'd written, and it was fun. That was an enjoyable time. I did stop at Stop and Shop on Saturday to talk to the strikers. That's another big issue going on. And we were driving yesterday. We saw them all those people, the workers out there, and all the Stop and Shops along the way. And what struck me is the support they are getting from the community. There were people honking, of course, and cheering, but people stopping and buying them donuts, pizza, local stores letting them use their restrooms. A lot of solidarity behind these people. And they, you know, they said they're like, our customers are like family to us, and so they're happy for their loyalty. And I don't know how long that's going to go on. That's going to be interesting.
Well, I understand. Really, basically, the in North Canaan, basically the only thing that's really operating there is the bank inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they told me there are two managers running the whole store. Yeah. And the food is, you know, the perishables must be perishing. And so it's not
a great situation.
No, but you know, these are our neighbors, these are our friends, and the number of years these people, I had no idea.
I've worked
37 years, 38 years. I mean, amazing longevity. And so we'll see what happens there, but they're asking people to shop elsewhere.
Yeah, I remember my good buddy, Mike Murtaugh, worked at Stop and Shop for, I think it was 10 or 15 years before he retired.
Mm-hmm.
It's local people.
It is, yeah.
It may be a huge, giant store, but guess what? There's local people that work in it. So.
Yeah, and serve us. So we'll see what happens there. But onward and upward, it's not a vacation week for us.
No, it's never a vacation week.
No, it isn't. News goes on, so... We'll see. Maybe it'll be a little lighter, but still.
Maybe that's why it's called news, remember?
Yeah, maybe so, Jill. Maybe so.
All right.
We'll persevere.
Well, at least you can take the roller skates off this week.
I can. I can just
But don't lose your key.
Right. Because I'll need it again.
All
yes.
Right.
Very good.
All right. Happy everything.
Yes. Happy Easter, Passover, and all that good stuff as we head into the holidays.
Easter Monday.
I said to Arthur just before, I said, Happy Holy Week. And he was, yeah, you're right.
Yes. How is Arthur?
Arthur's great.
Good.
All right. Well, happy Holy.
Yes.
There's
okay. Onward
right.
and upward.
Okay.
Take care, guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio, rep-am.com on the web.